Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know one of the first times Brother Hagin called me up on the platform, I give something out by the Spirit, and I did. Afterwards, him and Mom, me and Phyllis, met them going out, and Mom was saying, "That was a good job, Keith. That was great." And I said something dumb. I said, "Yeah, I guess I'll get to it sooner or later, talking about trying to find it." And they both stopped and looked at me, and they said, "It better be sooner." Well, that miffed me a little bit. I thought, wow, that's something really necessary to say, better be sooner. But they were right. I had a lackadaisical attitude about the things of God, that I could wander around and take a lot of time to find it and try this and try this. And they let me know quick that both of them just, I mean, they looked at me straight and they said, well, it better be sooner. And I know a few years after that, I was leading singing, and they'd call us up, and Patsy Caminetti, now Bierman at that time, she was leading singing. I'd lead singing sometimes. Brother Hagin called us up, and we sat there for just a minute, and she said, "You want to do it?" And I said, "You can." And she said, "Well, you can. I don't care. You can lead." And we did that for about 5-10 minutes. He's still talking. He hadn't quite finished. And finally, he just stopped and looked over at us. He said, "If I'd have known it was going to take you that long, I wouldn't even have called you." In front of the whole congregation. Now, see, a lot of people would quit over that. And if they do, they're not qualified for the next thing, for the promotion. He was right. We've done this for months. We know the end of the service is coming up. We know you need to be thinking about what you're going to sing, what's going to happen. This is disrespectful for the flow of the service to break while they're waiting on us just because it wasn't important enough for us to be thinking and try to be ready. We need these kinds of corrections from our leaders. But so many folks haven't given their leaders even any place in their life to correct them. Proverbs 1:7. You don't have to turn there, just listen. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools do what? They despise wisdom and instruction." They don't like anybody telling them what to do. Look, I'm a grown man. This is America. You tell me what to do, I'm free. Yeah. Free to be disqualified. Free to miss God. Proverbs 23:9 says this. Proverbs 23:9 says, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words." Now here we're told in certain cases, even though people desperately need it, don't tell them. Because they'll just despise it. That's one reason we're talking about this. You have to have a heart to a certain degree of receptivity, or else certain things won't even be brought up to you. I know there are people that serve in this church and in this ministry, and I know if I get something on my heart, I can tell them. Even if it strikes them a little the wrong way, they'll pray, they'll get over it, they'll be fine. Other folks, I couldn't even bring it up. They'd just leave. And they need it so bad. But it's better if they'll keep coming and then maybe they'll learn and maybe in the process of time grow to where they can hear. But I can't help them. God has put me or put Phyllis or put some of the stuff in their life as a gift to them to help them in these areas, but they're not deriving the full benefit of that help because they're simply not open to it. They just get too upset. Didn't the Bible say, don't cast your pearls before swine? Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. And just because a person says, oh, brother, if you ever get anything at all, just tell me, doesn't mean that it's that way. You can say it, but there's a whole lot of things folk just don't want to hear. They're not ready to hear. Because the Lord knows everything. He'll put His finger on the stuff folks don't know. Won't He? He'll put His finger on the things that you hadn't looked at, you thought nobody knew, and He'll say things to you and show you things to do if you would receive it. Listen, friends, some of the things that would annoy you, make you mad, make you upset as much as anything to hear it, if you could receive it and had the humility and faith to change and believe you could overcome, it would be the very thing that would cause you, would catapult you. It would cause you to grow the quickest and qualify the fastest for the next good thing in your life. Despise not the correction of the Lord. Say it out loud, I won't despise it. I won't just, see, even if your flesh don't like to hear it, your unrenewed mind kind of chafes at it, get a hold of yourself. Bite your lip, get a hold of yourself and just say, you know, let me remind me of me bouncing off the concrete floor as a teenager. What do you say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. You need to try that out another time.
Thank you.
You get corrected. You get corrected strong. And what do you say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Your flesh wants to say something else, but you don't say that. What do you say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. And it will cause you to, every time that kind of thing's happened in my life, and it's happened numerous times over the years. It was not easy. And you just had to get a hold of yourself. And later on you realize, they could have said it better. Maybe they could have. But that's not the real issue. Is it true?
Yeah.
Did you need to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have to say it like that. Well, you're just looking for an excuse to reject it.
Yeah.
Is it true? Did you need to hear it? Yeah. Then just be thankful that you got it at all.
Yeah.
Amen. And then if you think they should have delivered it a little better, then you show them how to do it next time. When God's dealing with you for somebody, you do it the way you think it ought to be done. And I think you'll find out it's not so easy as just watching somebody else. We don't want to be too hard. We don't want to be too soft either, where they don't even notice it. Didn't even pay it any attention. You need to be led, period. And if you love people, they know it. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go with me, if you would, to Timothy, please, in closing. Who's going to be promoted? Who's going to be used in a greater way? Who's going to get the precious opportunities? We've already studied where people lost precious things. Eli and his sons, they lost things that affected the generations, their kids after them. What about Esau? He despised his birthright. He thought, what's this birthright? What good's that going to do me? Yeah, I'm starving. Give me a plate. The Bible said he sold his birthright for a plate of food. But later on, he decided he wanted it. Remember that? But he couldn't get it back. Some things and some situations and opportunities are lifetime opportunities. And if you despise them and treat them like they're nothing, you won't get that opportunity again. Doesn't mean that God couldn't use you, but that particular opportunity, somebody else will get it and they'll get the reward for it. That includes the eternal reward. The life is short. These things are important. Time's passing. Soon and very soon, all of us are going to be out of here. You do know this, right? We need to be alert and aware at the opportunities that are in front of us. And if it's got anything to do with the kingdom of God, it ought to be big in our eyes. Nothing too little, nothing too insignificant or trivial. And we ought to do it with all the might our hand finds to do, and do it with all our heart as unto the Lord and not to men. And He said, if you do, faithful in the small, you'd be faithful in much. You qualify for more. Look at this. We close. Timothy, I believe it's the first chapter, 1 Timothy 1, I believe it is. If you say, well, Brother Keith, I haven't been very respectful. I haven't been the example that I should have been. Well, you're not alone. Here's a man who was as disrespectful as you could be. But notice how he wound up. 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. Paul, by the Spirit of God, said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Is that an honor? Did God honor Paul? He did. He said, He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Read the next verse, though. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. You talk about disrespectful of Jesus. He was enemy of the church, number one. He pursued people. He drug them out of their houses, just because they were believers in Jesus. He drug them out of their houses, took them to jail. He was involved in people being stoned and killed. And he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he said, Lord, who are you? Didn't know who he was, but he knew he was Lord. He said, I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. I think that hit him like a wall. I think it hit him. He's thinking, no. You got to think about what all the stuff he's been doing. But he fell on his face. He got born again. And the one who had been the most disrespectful, as dishonoring as you could be to Jesus and His Word and His gospel and His people, now turns all the way around and honors Him with all of his heart and soul and preaches the gospel to the known world. He said, I got mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And think about it today in Branson 2010. We're talking about Paul. God is honoring him today, isn't He? And how many think He's got a high place in heaven and in the kingdom to come? And yet He started out being a blasphemer, as dishonoring as you could be. Friend, no matter where you've been, what you've lacked or what you've come short in, is it true? You could turn totally around. And a day you can turn around and you can become one of the most honoring, respecting of God men and women that there is in the church, in the state, on the planet. And if you honor Him, tell me what's going to happen. What's going to happen? He's going to honor you. Will it affect your kids and your grandkids? Oh my, it will.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me